USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said that he spoke to Ukraine's new president about his election and the fact that we don't want people like Vice President Biden and his son contributing to the corruption already happening in the Eastern European nation. When Trump was asked about the ongoing whistleblower complaint, these were his comments.
I've had conversations with many leaders. They're always appropriate, at the highest level, always appropriate. And anything I do, I fight for this country. I fight so strongly for this country. It's just another political hack job. That's all it is.
Trump also said Ukraine's got a lot of problems. The new president is saying that he's going to be able to rid the country of all corruption. And I said that that would be a great thing. We had a great conversation. Don't forget, you can listen live to USA Radio News anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
An elevator glitch briefly spoiled the reopening after renovation work on the Washington Monument. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The elevator stopped working for about an hour on Saturday, leaving some visitors stuck at the top of the monument. There were no reports of injuries, but it was ironic, as the monument was just reopening over the weekend after the completion of a three-year renovation project that was largely done to make improvements to its elevators. Park officials say in a statement they're sorry for any inconvenience to visitors from the latest elevator downtime. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The former chief makeup artist at Charlie Rose's interview show is now suing him, saying the disgraced television journalist ran a toxic work environment for women. Gina Rigi, who worked for Rose for 22 years, lost her job in 2017 after Rose was fired by PBS and CBS News for sexual misconduct. Her lawsuit seeks unspecified damages and equitable relief for the harm she has endured. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The arrest of an airline mechanic a few weeks ago, suspected of being sympathetic with terrorists and charged with sabotaging a jetliner, has renewed fears about the insider threat to aviation security. Despite security upgrades since the hijacking terror attacks of 2001, breaches, including a gun-running operation at the nation's biggest airport, illustrate the possibility that a well-placed airline or airport employee could bring down a plane. Abdul Alani, who was born in Iraq and became a U.S. citizen in 1992, passed all tests and got a job repairing planes for American Airlines. There were setbacks in his career. Alaska Airlines had fired him in 2008 for shoddy work, something that American apparently didn't know, but there is no criminal history and no other outward signs of problems. On September 5th, Alani was arrested in Miami and charged with trying to disable an aircraft. He admitted that he used his access to the backside of the Miami Airport terminal to drive up to a Boeing 737, open a compartment below the cockpit, and glue a piece of foam inside navigation equipment in such a way that pilots wouldn't be able to tell how fast or how high they were flying. The American Film Institute is now honoring Julie Andrews with its Lifetime Achievement Award. The organization said that Andrews will receive the award at the Gala Tribute April 25, 2020 in Los Angeles. It will be broadcast on TNT. The 83-year-old actress will be the 48th recipient of the prestigious honor, joining Mel Brooks, Robert De Niro, Meryl Streep, and George Clooney. This year's honoree was Denzel Washington. This is USA Radio News.